Hello, I am Daisy Mack, and this is Spiritual Mixtape. Today is a Friday episode, and on a Friday episode, we like to get a little bit deep into our feelings with a thought starter, an interview, a reflection, and a look at what's happening with the energy around us. This week, I wrote something on social media, and it has really resonated with people, and I'm going to read it to you now. And I would love to use this episode as an opportunity to figure out why this is so meaningful to you in this moment, and to give some action steps or building blocks on how to move with the energy next. So this is what I wrote. You can't see it now, but some of your best and most life-changing decisions have happened in the last 6 weeks. Their wonder and potential has been tarnished in your memory because you have gone through some pretty extensive and rather touchy growing pains. Yet here you are, complete, whole, and resoundingly beautiful. Yeah, just breathe that in. You owning your imperfections, failures, and embarrassments is the very thing that will break you through to the next level of success. So first of all, if this has resonated with you, let me say I am so glad that you are through to the other side, and I am so sorry for any pain that you may have had to go through to get there. I think always with a breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And sometimes in life, or quite often in life, we don't get to experience the breakdown because we aren't able to stop and process. There are bills that have to be paid, there are obligations, there are commitments. And our scar tissue, our wounds, we never manage. We actually just pretend that they're not there, even though they're hurting us, even though they're shaping our decisions. And I think that this reel for me was about acknowledging that there is a window that's happened in the last 6 weeks where we have moved through decisions without carrying the emotion of those scars. We have consciously chosen to heal, even though it's painful, even though it doesn't look very good, even though it's not very sexy. We have chosen to heal our pain before we made a yes, no decision, before we looked at things. And I think that we've also had some moments over the last 6 weeks where we've also fallen completely flat on our faces, where we've been let down by people, where we've made the wrong choice and had to go back and undo things, and felt kind of, speaking from personal experience, felt kind of humiliated with some of the ways growth has happened, like being humbled. Yeah, eating humble pie. But if you've allowed yourself to go through that process, if you have allowed yourself to be in those achy, painful moments, if you haven't been like, no, I'm fine. How many times have you heard that from somebody who just really isn't fine? They're like, I'm fine, I'm doing okay, thank you. And they just want to move on. And that's okay. Like, sometimes we don't have the emotional capability. And like I said about obligations, like sometimes you just have a ton of bills to pay, a ton of people relying on you, and the wheels can't come off the track in that moment. You need to find a safer place to stop and process your emotions. But thankfully, a lot of us have been in a place in the last 6 weeks where we have been able to be humbled, learn from the mistake, and live to fight another day. And I don't think any of us are out there being like, wow, I'm so glad that failure happened to me because look at what a great thing has come from it. I don't think anyone's at that stage yet. And I don't think any of us are running with that kind of energy. But I think a lot of us have more faith in ourselves than perhaps we went into these 6 weeks knowing. So look, I put this reel out because it's not just how I was feeling, it's how I saw the world reacting. I've seen it play out massively for a handful of my clients, like very much step by step, they've gone through this process. And every time I've seen them, my friend Lola, if you haven't listened to her podcast, I will drop it into the show notes. She has a podcast called Fearlessly Failing, and it's such a brave concept, but you honestly don't achieve great things without owning your failures, like truly owning them and learning from them. Because if you don't learn from your mistakes, you will make them again and again. And I know I've definitely said this on the pod before, but it is like when I help people through relationship stuff, it's like, well, if you're choosing the same issues in a different person, you're going to have the same experience, but with someone else. You have to choose differently. Like if you're unhappy with your job, but then you go to exactly a new job that is exactly the same and you feel the same, you haven't changed your frequency inside, you're going to have the same lived reality, the same experience over and over. But I truly believe that people are coming out of that whole loop. You can't see it now, but some of your best and most life-changing decisions have happened in the last 6 weeks. Their wonder and potential has been tarnished in your memory because of the growth that you've been going through. When you are through this wobbly moment of growth, you will be able to see the decisions that you made, and they won't be the ones you're thinking about right now. They won't be the failures that you're recovering from right now, or the embarrassments, the imperfections that you're recovering from right now. They're going to be the ways that you chose differently around those imperfections, around those failures, around all of those embarrassments. So what can you do next? Well, if you're a journaler, if you like to keep, I think that we should all keep written notes, by the way. If you're really in a moment of personal growth or personal growth or personal development means a lot to you, having a written report of where you've been is so helpful. And I can't believe I'm going to say this because I was not a fan of the report card growing up. And at school, but that's the reason why people at kids are given report cards to keep track of their progress. And if your journaling is just your progress between you and your past self, why wouldn't you do that? When I look back at, and I don't journal every day, this isn't something that I'm like, I do this and I'm such an A star at this. I tend to journal when things are hard. And I do look back. I actually threw out my artist pages recently because you don't need to keep stuff like that. I can do a whole episode on artist pages if you want. It's to do with getting out all of your negativity in the morning so that your creativity has a chance to thrive and shine and survive. But I would journal. And I would really look back, go through your phone, go through your emails, look at what you have been deciding, who you have been spending your time with, who you haven't been spending your time with over the last 6 weeks. It could be that you want those people back more in your life. It could be that having them in less but in different ways has helped your energy move in a different way. But journal, keep track of what was meaningful and what changed for you. Small, large, everything in between. And then just tape it up, close it up, don't look at it. And when the Scorpio new moon happens in 6 months' time, I'd do two things. This is what I would love to do. I would write about the last 6 months when you get to that. And I'll do another episode when we get to that Scorpio full moon, new moon. I love that time of the year anyway, because it's coming up to like, it's like Halloween, and it's a really, the veil between the spiritual and the veil between the earth and the unearthly is so thin. And that doesn't need to mean spooky. It means like multiple timelines crashing into each other. It means your future destiny coming, running almost to meet you energetically in that moment. Doesn't happen at several, like it doesn't happen every day. Happens at certain points of the year. And around Scorpio season is just a very alive for that energy. A very transformative time. The whole idea of Scorpio is transformative. So this is what I would do. I would journal now, put it in an envelope, put it to the back of your cupboard, don't think about it. Come the Scorpio new moon, I would write out exactly the same thing. What's happened in the last 6 months? What are the changes? Seal it up and then open them up together. With, I'm not a big wine drinker, but if you're a wine drinker, with a glass of wine, I think I would have like a matcha, a matcha and some really expensive chocolate. That's definitely my vice, is sugar. And I'd review the two, and I would like think about like where you've grown, what the changes are, what you started now in this six weeks. And what's come to fruition. And what's always surprising is it's never the things that you do in the moment, like the things that you give weight to. Like I know that there's some of the things that have really bothered and upset me, I will not be thinking about in 6 months' time. They will not be in there. So I would journal. I'd keep a written track. And if you're not a big journaler, then get the notes out on your phone and just make bullet points of the changes you've made and of the people who've been around, and come back to it over the Scorpio new moon. And I say this because some things I post, some things I put on sale, some things I do just do not resonate. They just don't click. They don't have the performance that you're like, this is really meaningful to me. And it's like, well, nobody else nobody else is with you on that. And that's okay. But this post this week resonated. So this means that there is something in our collective that is finally healing this scar tissue that we've all been carrying around. And the last thing I said on this post was, let the next 6 months be about what you did after the wounds healed. And that is the best place to end this podcast episode today. What are you going to make the next 6 months be about? Are you still picking at the wounds? Or are you channeling your energy into something new? Thank you so much for listening today and being part of the podcast. Every time that you leave a review, every time that you say a kind word, it resonates and it helps the community go further. So if you feel called please do leave a review. And if you have any thoughts that you want to share with me, I'd love to hear from you. My details are hello@spiritualmixtape.com. I'll drop this post into the show notes as well. I'll drop my friend Lola's podcast into the show note. And go own your failures. Go and own your embarrassments. That's the one I've really been dealing with this last 6 weeks. Your humiliations might be the very thing that needed to heal for you to grow. See you next time.